South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Mm-hmm. Might be kind of cool for you to
sure get
somebody who, and that changed life. She was a she was in charge. She was like the general manager of the Ocean Grill.
Okay.
And took a 50% cut in pay years ago, and she said, "Nope, I want a family first and foremost." Then she just became like the head maitre d' or something like that, maybe the whatever it was, you know, and took a half a cut in pay, but it was worth it for her to have a family.
Yeah, right now there is such a need for foster parents that we have children sleeping in the caseworkers' offices.
Because there's not at least a problem.
Yes, oh, yeah. In this town. And literally it'll get to the point where they'll, you know, they'll ask several foster homes where they're already...
They're already full.
Their
there's only so
capacity.
Many kids you can put in a room. And
they'll say,
house.
Well, you know, this child will have to sleep in the caseworker's office. We don't have enough foster care. We don't have enough foster parents in Indian River County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, the bad thing is that means that they have to be make the laws softer. But the good thing is they have to make the laws softer.
Oh, no noise.
It's making a little bit of a rattling noise, but I gave it to him. It's all right. So that if you hear the extra little noise, so be it, right? But he's got my Donald Trump wobbly head. What do you call those things?
Anyway? A bobblehead.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to play with your sister? I'll trade you off for that.
Oh.
You want to play with that? No, no. You want? Oh, this one. Yeah, but this makes noise.
Yeah.
If you go like this.
Oh yeah.
You can touch it. Uh oh. There we go. That's what I didn't want. Well, this is supposed to be about kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, that's what today's all about. By the way, we're talking with a pastor of in Vero Beach, Florida. You have a church?
Morning Star Church.
Morning Star.
And
you
and
are
it's
Travis.
Right off Oslo Road, just west of Dixie, on the north side. So,
yeah.
Morning Star Church in Vero Beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Morning Star Church in Vero Beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
And this is your wife.
This is my wife, Melissa. Yes, definitely my better half over here.
And the children have been adopted. Now they were foster children. Now they're adopted. This is Robert.
Just adopted this year. We adopted two kids at
and his sister
Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. They're very very sweet kids.
Yes, we're so grateful for them. And God's ways are higher than ours. His thoughts are higher than ours. We tried to have children, and it wasn't in his plan for us. And now he created a redemptive situation where they have a home, where they otherwise would have just gone somewhere else. And we have children, and God is good. He writes the story. We don't, right?
I think it's great. Now, what I want to make sure we broach the subjects you two want to broach today.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my intent of having you over here is... maybe this will be the first interview of a series as we get to know each other better. But because I want to inspire, the best thing I could do, the best thing the show could do in helping you to inspire others to do what you've done. Do you know Tim Zork?
Yes.
Because he and his wife adopted.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Or they were involved in an adoption. They used to have these seminars on adoptions while you two were probably still in grade school.
And didn't you say you were adopted, right?
Well, this is what happened is my father was killed in a car accident when I was younger.
And then
my mother married this fella, and he adopted me.
Sure.
But then there was, he had a problem with alcohol, even though he was vice president of IBM, and it was abusive with his drinking every night. So he was a functioning alcoholic. So after 7 years, he was out of our lives again. So, you know.
But still a part of your story, yes.
So I would say that I was essentially brought up fatherless. My mother eventually married a very wonderful gentleman, Gentle Ben. But he was too old by the time I got there. So we became best of friends. But there was never a father-son relationship. And the father in the Bible says he is the father to the orphan.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out a little secret that only those listening right now you'll ever learn. Write this down. Because whatever the application, God says, bring me to remembrance of my promises. For instance, God in the Bible says, the Lord addeth riches without sorrow.
Mm.
Okay? So you can say, we want to be successful, but you don't want to be successful with sorrow. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Better to have less and not have sorrow. The Lord addeth riches without sorrows. If you notice people that the Lord prospers, they don't have a bunch of sorrows with their abundance. Other people that go out and whatever they do, even if they do it legally or they pillage and steal and destroy, that kind of success or wealth does not. It's okay, honey. Don't you like it? She won't because he has that.
They both want the bobblehead.
Hey, now he had the Bible. I tell you what. In a few minutes, we'll get you the bobblehead. Okay. Yeah.
We take turns, but you got to stop crying.
See, I never should have.
Me, girl.
You got the doll.
I know. You got the doll.
He wishes he could have that, but he doesn't want to admit it because it's a doll. And you get the doll. See that? Yeah.
All right.
It's funny, she was okay, and so she got the thread.
Yes.
Oh, well. Anyway.
It's the nature of sin. You always want what you don't have, you know? Yeah. You see what they have, you're like, I want that.
If it makes noise, please don't give it to someone else's children, because they will shoot you.
Yeah.
But,
you know? Whoa! Now they want the bell!
It makes noise. But the beauty of foster care and adoption is it creates beauty in the ashes.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Beauty from ashes.
Yes,
yep.
Beauty from
yes,
ashes.
God says he promises beauty for ashes. I always see a vision of that, is I see a pile of ashes, and I see this rose popping out, and this beautiful rose comes out of the ashes, which often is the case in life. Is it not? The Lord said, unless a seed dies, it cannot bear fruit. And we know now that a seed, if you plant a seed in the earth, it dies and it continues to die and shrivels up and dries out. And at its greatest moment of death, suddenly a shoot pops out, it comes out of the ground, and then it bears fruit, which is quite an amazing thing.
Yes.
Which we're hopeful that that we will morph into something better. Maybe that's what happens. That's just like a caterpillar and a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hopeful that when we die, that we emerge into these, as Jesus did, the firstborn, the first son, right? Mm-hmm. When he came back out of the grave, what was he? He said, touch me, I have flesh and skin. Look at the wound in my hand to Thomas, right?
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen.
His glorified body. I had one professor at Knox Seminary. This is down in Fort Lauderdale. If you know the Coral Ridge Church, James D. Kennedy.
I used to attend there when he was alive. So Billy Graham down there years ago.
Yeah. You know, he actually was part of the founding of Coral Ridge back
was
in the
he?
Day. Yeah.
He was a very gentle speaking man who suddenly got cancer and died. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
So Coral Ridge. Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Yeah. They have a seminary program started by James D. Kennedy called Knox Theological Seminary. I'm an alum over there. And one of my professors was sharing what would our glorified body look like if we were in heaven? What would that experience be? Is there anything in Scripture that would give us a hint as to what that day would look like if we would see each other in heaven? And the one moment that he points to is in the New Testament. It was when you have the Transfiguration. And there's Jesus with his two disciples. There's Peter and there's John. And they see Jesus in this transfigured way where they see two characters, Moses and Elijah. And as they look at Moses and they look at Elijah, and they can't help but as they see either person, they see Jesus. And so we're talking about this day in heaven where we will be so united, so one with our Savior that if I were looking at you, Rhett, I would see Jesus. If I was looking at Melissa, I would see Jesus. If I was looking at my brother, I would see Jesus.
Maybe I'm corrupt in my thinking, most likely, but I worry about going to heaven. Few things when we're about it. If there's no valleys, then there won't be any mountains. And if there's no tears, will there be any laughter? Because we know that comedy comes out of tragedy plus time. So I'm concerned. I believe that I had a vision of my mother. And God showed me, because always we had a very close relationship. She was a wonderful, godly woman. And I saw her, and I couldn't see her face. I knew it was her, though, and she was draped over, like, almost with a prayer cloth, with her head slightly bowed down, and she was all I knew was instantly, I knew she was in perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
In perfect peace. And I was thinking, well, so is that what dying's going to be? I mean, we're just going to be, it beats going to hell, that's for sure, but, you know, I don't mean to be offending the God of all creation. I certainly would never do that. I'd be an idiot to do it, but I am saying, like, I don't know, I just like all of a sudden, just in perfect peace. I don't know, I kind of hope it's more than that, you know what I mean? Like I'm wondering if we're going to be active in heaven. I have a famous author, she sold 240 million copies of her books, Debbie Macomber. She says the Lord has spoken to her and that he said to her, I have books for you to write in heaven.
Hmm. Well, it says there's going to be a new city, New Jerusalem, and I'm sure there's things for us to do. It'll definitely be another time for another topic of what you do in heaven at those times.
Yeah, we should stay focused on the kids.
Well, no, that's a good point, though. I mean, it talks about streets of gold, tears, valleys. That's more death and destruction. There will be none of that. Mm. It'll be, you know, we'll be able to worship God and see him in his glory, which we've never seen him in his full glory. And we never will here.
Okay, well, if he appeared here right now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting down on the ground and I ain't looking up. I'm like Peter. Oh, no. I'm not worthy.
If we're thinking what would be our experience
of
peaks and valleys, maybe as we experience the day-to-day life in heaven, everything's always going to be just better than the last day. So you think about a type of ice cream you have in heaven, and then the next day you're going to have an even better ice cream, and then
first of all, I've only got this brain that I have here,
and it's eternal things.
I can procreate, I can eat,
careful.
If we were really smart, sometimes I wonder about the audacity of man. We actually, most humans run around in great arrogance and pride. And yet we have a war going on now where children are being killed on both sides, adults. If we're smart, we can have peace. Do you know there's the intellectual giftings on this barrier island in Vero Beach, Florida? We have more Fortune 500 retired CEOs than any zip code in the United States. We certainly, if there was a profit involved, there's no doubt that last night 30,000 people would not have had to die of starvation in the world. It's not necessary. If we'd taken them, first of all, they say the money that we gave to Afghanistan, whether I am or for it doesn't matter whether I'm for them having the money or not. Let's say I am, but nonetheless, the money that we've given to Afghanistan right now, they said that every veteran of war in the United States alive today could have been given a check for $2 million. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that's necessary, but the point is, we're doing a lot. We do a lot around the world. What are we doing for our own?
And it tells me one thing: money just can't fix everything.
No, it can't.
It can't.
You're a mom. Okay, so right now you have no food for your children. I give you a loaf of bread. Are you going to go feed stranger children, or are you going to feed your children? Mm-hmm. Well, God gave you, you have to take care of your own. Even in the Bible says, if I come to your church and I tithe, okay, and yet I have a nephew in need of my financial blessing, if I don't bless him as well, he says, I'm worse than an infidel.
Jesus mentions
that. If you don't take care of your own family, you're worse than an infidel.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
No strength is left, her cries for help have been disregarded. The face of death, all too familiar in her town. Can hope be found? Who's to say?